June 8, 1:59 p.m. I find myself in my apartment in Bogota, Colombia. You can see throughout the window. Here is where my questioning began. My name is Amalia Cardenas. I am a student in Colegio Los Nogales. During this quarantine, we have learned about natural selection, but today we are going to dig deeper into one of its branches, sexual selection. Sexual selection is an organism's ability to reproduce. For some organisms, it is even powerful enough to make them go against their own survival. Generally, sexual selection works in two ways, male competition and female choice. The males compete for traits the females are more likely to choose. Organisms go to such lengths as growing beaks, colorful feathers, and even fighting for their lives, in order for a female to choose them and notice them. For example, peacocks with bright feathers are much more less likely to survive a predator attack than peacocks with dark feathers. But on the other hand, peacocks with dark feathers attract much less females. And has it been shown by science, for peacocks it is much more important to be aesthetically pleasing. Sexual selection works mainly because attraction between species is necessary for reproduction. The reason why it is the males who have to impress the females is simply because it is the females who dedicate themselves to raising the offspring, but occasionally male choice can occur. Only if it is the males, the ones who put more time and energy into the offspring. If an organism does not attract any mate, they won't be able to reproduce, meaning their traits won't get passed on to the next generation and their legacy will be eliminated. This is especially true to organisms who are better adapted to an environment and don't necessarily have to fight for survival, since it becomes their top priority and concern. Another reason why mating can be so important is the concept called sexy sons. Females choose attractive partners so their sons will also be attractive and have no difficulty reproducing. This priority can become even dangerous over generations because of the concept of evolution. As females mate with the prettiest male generation after generation, traits tend to get more exaggerated. And, topping that, preference is inherited, and females tend to look for males that resemble their dad but have even more defined attractive features. Meaning that after some generations, these traits will look heavily enthusiastic. Though it may sound silly, being attractive for some organisms defines whether your traits will survive and be passed on to other generations. If you take a moment to observe the human population, you can see that we, just like many other organisms, are influenced by sexual selection, and it makes a somewhat important part of our lives.